Do you like the WYXR archive you're listening to now? Well, we need your support to help keep it going. Go to WYXR.org and donate today.
Narcissistic, full of narcotics. You must be out of your body to get in this party. So show me your soul. Didn't mama tell you everything that good ain't gold? You wanna be a hot commodity, but the game can be so cold. Innocent little thing with big dreams. For the price of your life, you could be king. You wanna sing, well, till you die, you're gonna sing.
Looking for some Hey y'all, it's your girl DJ OZ and you are listening to The Ozone with DJ OZ. And tonight is a very special episode. I have a very special guest in the building with me tonight. Y'all give it up for Ricky Devane.
Hi guys.
Thank you so much for coming to kick it with me on this Tuesday night.
Man, thank you for having me.
Thank you. So, I don't want to waste any time. The first two songs that you guys heard is from his album that just came out in Sheep's Clothing, the People's Choice Edition. That first song was Welcome to Hollywood, and the second one was In Sheep's Clothing. So, without further ado, definitely tell us, well, you already told us who you are, but what do you do? Like, what all do you do?
I do a lot. I'm a creative in, like, every sense of the word. So I'm an audio engineer, I'm a music producer, I'm a singer, rapper, songwriter, I play guitar, you know, musician by trade. I do a lot of my graphics. I do a lot of different things. Yeah.
So multi-talented, involved in all aspects of being creative, basically, which I really love and adore about your artistry. So I want to know, when did music become more than just a passion for you? Like, when did you feel like it was your purpose?
That's actually a really good question. So, my siblings, growing up, I had a super sports-centered brother. Mm-hmm. Like, he played all the sports. I'm talking about karate trophies, baseball trophies, basketball trophies, football trophies. And my sister was super swaggy, and I just wasn't that. So I was like, you know what? I can sing, though. So that's going to be my whole identity, singing and making music. So that was me at a very, very early age. Like, I'm talking about, like, singing in preschool talent shows type stuff.
So, I love it. So when didn't you – so you started out singing. Mm-hmm. So when didn't you develop your skill at playing the guitar? Did you do that, like, really well?
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. I did it seriously when I turned, like, 12. I had a cousin that was in a rock band, a black rock band called Back to Life when I was young.
Lit.
Yeah. So he put me on like artists like, he put me on Linkin Park, but he put me on like black artists doing it too, like Eric Gales and stuff like that. So when I turned like 11, 12, that's when I was like, I really want to do this for real. Mm-hmm. Like, I really want to be a guitar player.
So I also want to know, as far as like your upbringing, like, what, how did that shape your sound and also your approach to, like, storytelling? Because I feel like you're very cinematic when it comes to, like, how you create your music. Like, I feel like from listening to In Sheep's Clothing, like, a lot of them songs I can just visualize what the visualizer would look like instantly. So,
well, I'm the son of a pastor or pastors. Yeah. So my pops was a pastor. My mom's a pastor. Grew up in church family. And I actually grew up around a lot of people in general because my family was, they were a real outreach type, right? So they saw somebody who needed somewhere to live, some, you know, means of bettering themselves. They would, like, invite them to come live with us. And I know that's so insane, right?
But that's different.
It's different. It's different. But when we count up the cost, when we count up the cross, I grew up with 25 different people in the house.
Like, wow. So,
yeah, seriously. And
so it was never quiet in your household.
I don't know. If it wasn't laughing, there was yelling. But I just feel like I had a lot of different archetypes of people to, like, pull from, you know, eccentric people, introverts, extroverts, charismatic people. And it kind of came together to make this melting pot that was me because I was the youngest in the family. Like, I didn't have any cousins my age. I was the youngest out of all the cousins and stuff like that.
Oh, I feel you.
Yeah, I'm talking about getting slapped on the back of the head type.
Oh,
look.
Yeah.
Yeah, just look good, yeah. But, yeah, I feel like just having all these people from these different walks of life kind of shaped me into who I am. Like, man, people from the streets, literally, like, the heart of the streets to people who were the most eclectic, eccentric people who you have ever met. And I feel like that shaped my view of the world and how I present music, because I feel like I can kind of touch all sides when I'm making my music a little bit.
So that leads me to my next question. So how would you describe your creative process? Like, are you someone who conceptualizes first? Do you just go off of emotion? Mm. Or is it just like, just in a moment, you just can kind of feel it and just go with it?
Man, all the above, honestly. Like, excuse me. I used to be a big writer. Like, writing has always been a skill that I excelled in. Do I need to speak a little bit more in the mic?
Am I good? Yeah. You're good. Okay.
Writing has always been a skill that I excelled in. And when I started working at studios, I had a lot more free time to kind of just feel out and be kind of directionless or find my direction as I'm going and making songs. Like, you get artists like Lil Wayne and Jay-Z who after a while you find out, man, they just going in there and they not necessarily just freestyling straight through, but they coming up with this as they go. And this is like some of the hardest stuff you've ever made.
Right.
So me, I stopped trying to make a song that I think people want to hear. And I was like, let me be real. Let me make something that's honest to me.
Creative
and
woes.
Yeah. And that I think sound good. So a lot of the time I just go in there and throw paint at the wall and just talk about what I'm dealing with at the moment or for the day and, you know,
that's amazing.
Structure it.
Because you throwing paint and them joints just landing every time. Have to make sure you check out the album. It's literally insane. So I definitely want to play a song that you feel like you just went in there and maybe you threw some paint on the wall and it was just like, dang, I really did that for real.
Yeah.
So what song do you feel like really would define that?
The drop off.
I'm sure it's multiple songs.
It's multiple, but like the most funny one would be the drop off. That was me just like, I'm finna come here and do something today.
Heck yeah. So we're going to play the drop off. Y'all stick around. We'll be back, okay? You're listening to the Ozone DJ OZ, and we got Ricky Devane in the building.
Hi. Can I get a number two? The combo, please? Yes. The king size. How fast can you have it here? Oh, really? That quickly? Well, let's see.
I'll give you more if you ask anything you want. I'll be at your door in a dash if you need me to drop it off. Baby, I'll enjoy my task. Just waiting for your call. Cause it's my pleasure to be a pleasure to you.
Like this, y'all. Yeah. find me patient. Promise I'll take care of everything when I'm famous. You won't have to worry about a thing when I'm hanging around. Heard you just came into town. I really wanna see you. It's been a minute and I learned some better ways that I could treat you. Believe me, know this love's not easy. But baby, I could meet you if you meet me halfway. Promise I'll take care of everything when I made it. Know I could work on a couple things, but I'm shameless to say the streets just made me this way. It's lonely on the corner. The only thing I got to hold me is this blunt of mirror. But baby girl, I'm on my grind. Can't waste no time as to play. Can he meet me halfway?
And we're back. We still kicking in with Ricky Devane. Ricky,
still say what's kicking up. It.
Say what's good.
What's good?
Okay. So getting back into the music, like I feel like that song very much like simplifies how you're very vulnerable with your music.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you balance being open but still protecting like your peace, your space?
I find peace in being open. Cause I feel like I'm gonna give you a crazy scenario, but you know, like let's just say you didn't, you little musty at school or something.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Rather than being the person who like, well, I'm a little musty, I'm trying to hide it.
Yeah.
You rather just be like,
who's
yeah,
that?
It's me, y'all. I beat y'all to the punch. Yeah, like I did it. Now you can't say nothing. If you yeah. say something, I don't care.
That's
like
real.
You know what I'm saying? Like. That's kind of how I approach music. Like I put it all out on the table. I feel like I'm an open book in anyway. But man, you pretty much can't tell me nothing about myself that I don't know about myself or don't have people telling me about myself already. So yeah. I'm pretty cool.
And it's good that you're like that now, because when you get to a bigger level, which I'm sure you're gonna get there, you're always gonna be in the main, you know, in the spotlight and stuff. So you'll already have adjusted to whatever is going to be thrown your way. So I think that's really dope that you don't mind being open. And, like, especially being open about love. Like, you know, men can sometimes be a little sheltered with it, but you're very open about, you know, like, love and the things that you've experienced. So I really love that. I would say you a lover. I was going to say
I'm a lover boy. I had a tape called Lover Boy.
Oh, my gosh. I was just going to say that. But, you know, men sometimes don't want to be like, I'm a lover boy. And that's crazy work because everybody needs love.
Right.
But I digress. when you look at the current landscape of R&B and soul, where do you feel Ricky Devane fits in or maybe stands apart? Because I know, like, a couple of months back, somebody in our city was like, the Memphis R&B scene sucks. And it really had the people in the uproar. Rightfully so, because I can just literally name so many people that are just super talented that are in the city. That's doing their thing.
Yeah.
So what I really want to know, like, how do you feel like you fit in or maybe stand apart?
And here's the thing with that. I feel like undoubtedly we have some of the most talented R&B artists here, but as far as like a scene goes, man, we don't really have an R&B scene. We don't really have like coming
so
out like showcases for straight R&B. Like we just have that now with the Unplugged and, you know, the Tapped In R&B night. Shout out to them, because they really they pushing it. They pushing them, change that narrative.
Yes.
But before then, you know what I'm saying, we didn't have a scene. We don't have them linking up to make collab songs and stuff like that. Yeah. And as far as where I fit in, I feel like I'm kind of a misfit, a little outcast, mm-hmm. a little bit, because that's not necessarily a genre that I have enough like groundwork in for me to say that. Like, I was a rapper first and foremost. I am a rapper first and foremost. To me, still, I'm a writer first and foremost. Yeah. But I feel like because I didn't come in and follow all the R&B rules or mm-hmm. the soul rules or make the songs that I feel like y'all think I should make or how I should make them, mm-hmm. I feel like that gives me a completely different. It gives me a different playing field. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can add these hip hop elements. I can go back to what R&B is at its core, objectively, mm-hmm. outside looking in, and make a song that I feel like translate well to rappers and R&B artists and folk people. And you know what I'm saying? Yeah. If you have these certain like core principles when you song making, like strong songwriting, mm-hmm. Strong melodies, even melodies that people don't normally use, strong cadences. These are things that I feel like make your song undeniable, strong production. Like, these are things that I really feel like make your song undeniable across all genres. So if I come in here and I sing, and because I'm black and I got a little swag, if I slap R&B on it, ain't nobody gonna say nothing.
Factual.
And that doesn't mean I don't, you know, hold no respect for the R&B community and the legends. I definitely do. I just know I haven't, like, festered in it enough to.
Crazy work, because listening to In Sheep's Clothing, you wouldn't even know that. Quite mm-hmm. frankly, I mean, you tap into the R&B lane and sing, like, so effortlessly, I feel like. I just love the project in general. I told mm-hmm. y'all, I wasn't playing. So I definitely want to talk about In Sheep's Clothing, like the title for one. Mm-hmm. What does that mean to you? I know you kind of spoke about that at your listening party that I was gracious enough to attend, but I definitely want to hear your take again, listeners as well.
Yeah. So, and the short explanation, I'm gonna get a short one and alone. but the short one would be, you know, sometimes when we hear the term in sheep's clothing, your first thought is a bad person trying to present that they're good or trying to disguise themselves as a good person. And when in actuality, sometimes we find that the wolf in sheep's clothing is a person who's just done some bad things, who genuinely wants to be a good person, who genuinely wants to, you know, change and stray away from those ways that they used to be on. And just the duality of it, like, you know what I'm saying, you might get some people who you are the hero in their story, and they don't know you've done villain things. Mm-hmm. They don't know you can be villainous. And you got people who only see you as villain, who only see you as the person who does these things, who acts this way, and like, oh no, y'all don't even know, like, I'm super caring, that. I'm super gentle. I can be. So it's just exploring the duality of it all, and ultimately just talking about, you know, how the world views a person, how that person views themselves, and how that person actually is, you know.
I love that. So tying back into the album and the name, now the name of this album is In Sheep's Clothing, but it's People's Choice. So your first listening session, you allowed whoever came to vote on the order. Was it the order or just the songs for this one? Was it the second?
The first one was just the songs, and the second one was the order.
Right. So, funny to me, at the release party, you were saying that this wasn't even half of the songs that you felt like was like the best
really?
Of the project.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to me, because it's like no skips. So, what makes you want to involve, like, your supporters, your fans and listeners in this way as far as for this project?
I'm a real community-based guy for the most part. I think that's just me being the church baby. But at the same time, you know, artists are very sensitive about their things. And you know, the song that I might identify with the most, or I might think the best, somebody else mm-hmm. might be like, yeah, that junk cool. But mm-hmm. this one that I thought was nothing, I just mm-hmm. came in there and did something, they like, nah, this is an undeniable hit. So, you know, I like to surround myself with people who have good musical ears, who can tell me when no, this is a song that the people are going to like. Like, mm-hmm. we know you want to be artsy. We know you want to pull your soul out on the track. Mm-hmm. That's cool and all. But these are the songs that the people want.
Yeah.
So what I did was, because I had been working on the project for over a year, almost 2 years before the release, mm-hmm. I had just literally told myself, I'm going to rack up on a whole era of music. I had about 20 songs. I really had 30 to 40 songs made for this album. And then I dwindled that down to 20. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to play these 20 for y'all, and I'm going to let y'all decide which are, like, the top-of-the-line mm-hmm. songs, like, which are the most highly rated songs amongst the people. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about just artists. I want it to be amongst the people in general, regular, everyday people, moms, dads, kids, you know what I'm saying, whoever.
Yeah.
Tell me, what do you like to hear from me? And, you know, I give you that. I'm still going to give you me at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I feel like it's a no skip, so I've been told, because y'all chose the songs.
Yeah.
Like, these are the ones that y'all really wanted to hear. So I was like, yeah, man, I give the people what they want. I'm a man of the people.
Yeah. I'm biased because I was up in every song. I ain't going to even lie. Yeah. I didn't hear a song that I didn't like. Mm. Like, literally, all of them have crazy replay value, like hits. But anywho,
I appreciate it.
Continue boosting man hip because he really liked it for real. So I feel like we should play a song. What are we feeling like?
I really want to play "Send It Back" with my homie Hunch.
Shout out to Hunch, super talented as well. So this is "Send It Back," and you're listening to the Ozone, and we're still kicking it with Ricky Devane.
I send it back to you. Play with my heart, no, I would never do that to you. I'm running it up too much to ever run after you. No, I can't be stuck on no one. I know I ain't down to ride. What you gonna do if I go down tonight? Too bad I gotta put you down this time. Really wanted to keep you around this time. Wanted to keep you around, but I need to focus on me. Wanted to keep you around, but you just too deep in the street. Giving your love away is like giving a junkie your keys. There was no love left for me or anybody.
Nobody.
You all on the ground showing your body.
Your body.
Said you ain't got a man, but I got you hollering. Got you to the top of your lungs, to dust turn to dawn. If loving was easy, it'd be no reason to front. You spend some time with me, baby, you see why they call me Hunch. But you belong to the streets, I gotta go and give you back. Said I don't show you no love, why would you ever say that?
Why would you ever say that?
Send me your love, I promise I'll send it back to you. Play with my heart, no, I would never do that to you. I'm running it up too much to ever run after you. No, I can't be stuck on no one, I know I ain't down to ride. What you gonna do if I go down tonight? Too bad I gotta put you down this time. Really wanted to keep you around this time. I put my heart on top of ice just like a Eskimo. I really got it to my heart, just thought I'd let you know. I hit the studio before I pop up at your door. Can't do it, groovy. She act up, no movie role. Pop out with my nigga like her lab with Don Julio. Want me to choose you, baby? Do you even choose me, though? Your answer took too long. Truth be told, I'm moving on. Tell the truth, shine the devil. But telling lies might feel better. For they do me like MLK, I must find my Coretta. And just because you here today don't mean you here forever. One of my better endeavors, but f*** it, this shit, whatever. Send me your love, I promise I'll send it back to you. Play with my heart, no, I would never do that to you. I'm running it up too much to ever run after you. No, I can't be stuck on no one, I know I ain't down to ride.
what you gon' do if I go down tonight? Too bad I gotta put you down this time. Really wanted to keep you around this time.
I do want to ask, just hopping right back in, was there a track that you felt was most challenging to make, or maybe a track that means the most to you now. It might not even be on this project, but is there something like a track?
Honestly, honestly, In Sheep's Clothing, like the title track might have been that, because I know for one, that's not really an R&B centered song, but if I was to get in my Frank Ocean bag, you can't tell me it's not. I feel like that was the most vulnerable song for me in writing this project, like the most straightforward. Like I feel like if you were to just sit down and read those lyrics, it's like, okay, it's crazy. And both verses are like me writing from, you know, the first one is me writing from my perception, my from my point of view, and then the second one is me writing from my female counterpart's point of view. So it was just it was kind of difficult to just see how I'm gonna do that, how I'm gonna get in a woman head, the type of woman that deal with me, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you said the type of woman. I'm tripping. Yeah. I love that. Okay, so back to the things of like love and longing. So you said that you're a lover boy.
Yeah, for sure.
So drawing from those emotions, is it sometimes tough for you to do that? Maybe you're experiencing, or maybe just keeping in mind of whatever heartbreak or whatever emotion that you're feeling. How does that come about, I guess? Is it really difficult for you to get into that bag sometimes? I know you said you're a lover boy, but sometimes it's hard to like have your heart on your sleeve.
I mean, just going back into what I was saying earlier a little bit about me being open book, like, I find peace in being honest. Like, I'm one of them niggas that really feel, I'm one of those people, excuse me. One of those people who really feel like honesty is the best policy, and I don't have to lie to you. I don't have to lie to get what I want. If I have to lie for it, I don't need it.
Right.
And I know as artists, especially when you, you know, making love songs or you're making heartbreak songs or stuff like that, you're kind of waiting for the heartbreak to happen for you to get, you know, your inspiration. Yeah. And part of this project for me, too, was kind of like to showcase my growth as a person as well. So I wanted to stop leaning on heartbreak. I wanted to stop leaning on yearning out of not having, you know what I'm saying? And see what type of songs I can make yearning while having, you know what I'm saying? And I just felt like that just made me approach this, the music in a completely different way. Made my music more mature.
So can we play my favorite song now from the project?
Yeah, for sure.
Magician, I love that song so much, y'all. When he played it at the listening party, I was like, yes, sir.
This was supposed to be the intro. Yeah, this was supposed to be the intro.
I felt like that. I felt like it. I felt like it could have easily been top three. Yeah. But I do mess with the people's choice. I really do. So this is Magician, also from In Sheep's Clothing, available on all streaming platforms. Y'all don't go nowhere. We still got some good questions and some good music coming up.
Voila. I'll be your blanket when you start to get cold. No need to thank me because I already know. I show you how everything finna go. Say what you think, baby, is it enough? Another drink, way to fill up my cup. Put on a show like it's something you pay for. Don't even blink, you might miss what you came for. Let me be your magician.
I love when everything go according to plan. Say what you think, baby, is it enough? Another drink, way to fill up my cup. Put on a show like it's something you pay for. Don't even think you might miss what you came for. Oh.
Let me be your
magician.
Peep. Swing my line, hit my dough. We'll be fine, this I know. Father, can you free my mind, heal my soul? Until the end of time, I roll, roll on. Swing my line, hit my dough. We'll be fine, this I know. Father, can you free my mind, heal my soul? Until the end of time, I roll.
Everybody get your roll on.
Skino, I really just wanted some freedom. Freedom. The haters gonna show regardless. Don't like it, they just wanna be us.
I'm honest.
You causing the scene in public, act like a demon, and I'm about to leave this time. I told you that I was for real this time, but I'm right back in your own crack in your spine.
Still
don't react to the pressure. Stay out of sight, out of mind, I'ma stay on my grind. Come ask me for money, but then the lane you be drinking 200 a line.
Huh?
I ain't got for it. I don't watch everybody leave when I lost my mind.
I
used to be pressed to be up for you, now I ain't tripping on cause I ain't got time. Material don't mean nothing, but if you gon' die one day, buy you a road. Don't trust what they always told me. But financial freedom, you ain't show me. They catching my she a goalie. Kickback feeling real pure with a blunt full of dodie.
Okay.
Mind full of but I'm still feeling holy. Stay prayed up, you will never control.
Okay.
A beautiful life that I'm living. A beautiful life, I ain't tripping. I'm trying to get to that bag, I ain't doing no.
I fuck around,
go missing on purpose. Them days I was hurt. Still showed up, I ain't asked for no help. Ignore me, God feel. The same one still gon' complain like I left. The same one who had damaged my health.
I never run back to this same old.
Oh. Hi, you guys, we're back. And you're listening to The Ozone with DJ LZ, and we're kicking it with Ricky Devane.
Yo.
So, switching over to another thing that I really love and appreciate about this project, you definitely spoke on a tough time in your life. You spoke about the passing of your dad, which is terrible and tragic in every way.
Yeah.
And my condolences also.
Appreciate it.
There are moments on this namesake especially where like it's super intense but it's real, like it's raw, and I really appreciate that as somebody that has experienced grief with their parent.
Mm-hmm.
So what was it like putting those emotions into words, like into melody? Take your time.
Really? And not, it's not that I'm in a space that's awkward to talk about it. It's just, man, the situation of how it happened and when it happened and everything, it was so corny. Yeah. I know that's a crazy word to use, but it was like, bro, this is so lame. Like, everything about this is lame. Yeah. It's not like I just lost a parent. I had to deal with all the, like, hey, can I
J Music.
Shout out J Music. J Music, we're okay. But it was just very lame in general. So, like, everything surrounding it, everything that I had to deal with, and the fact that everybody knew. Like, yeah. it was super tough. Public. Yeah. So, you know, I didn't have the space to speak on how I felt about it for so long because, mm-hmm. one, y'all already knew.
Yeah.
Two, I was spending so much time trying to be strong for everybody else that, you know what I'm saying, you kind of don't really take the time to make sure you still standing strong. And three, just what do you say?
Yeah.
What do I say, man? Like, I got woke up out the bed, like, yeah. randomly told that one morning. I'm thinking they joking. Wow. So it's like, man, even then, like, at certain moments, it still has to set in. Like, this is your reality now. Like, yeah. And this was a song where it was like, bro, I don't know what to tell y'all. I don't know what to say, but I gotta say something, right? Let me just show y'all what life right now looks like.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was a song I had found myself finding comfort, and I'd be talking to my friends about this. Like, after it happened, I would just be talking to him, talking to his spirit, and I feel like I would talk to him outside. And I feel like I would always get a response from him with the wind. Like, you know, it's not necessarily the response you want, but it was a response. Like, literally for a minute, it felt like every time I mentioned his name, the wind would push my back.
Wow.
So I had originally named the song A Voice in the Wind. And I changed it to Namesake because, like, literally, like, in his last 2-3 years of living, he would always call me Namesake. Me and my pop share the exact same name, like Ricky Devane.
Yeah.
So he would always call me Namesake, and I felt like this song was my, like, good memorial to him. As in, like, bro, as ugly as this situation is and as ugly as the reality is that I'm living in, like, in the moments that I stop and talk to you, I could hear what you would say to me right now. You know, you know, dear sake, take care of your mama, put on for the bay. Like, these are real things that I know he would do. And just give it your all, man. Trust God and give it your all. And this was a song that I needed to hear for myself too, to not only, like, make it a reality, but make it a comfortable reality for myself. Cause it's like, man, I know this is what you're saying to me right now, and I need to hear it. So
that's amazing. Yeah. Cause I ain't even lie to you. I would think that you just want to keep that song away. Like, it's just like therapy. Like, can't nobody hear this for real. Like, cause you're really going in on this, gym. Like, I know a line in there where you're talking about, like, you're not ashamed of telling people, you know, to die, to try to, you know, tell you how you should feel about grieving your father, you know, so or what you should be doing. So,
man, it was a situation where so many people had so many opinions about how it happened, why it happened, the type of man he was and stuff. And I'm like, man,
my daddy.
Man, that aside, man, I seen this man help you. Like, when he did not have to help you.
Yeah.
When you were literally in the most trouble of trouble, and for you to have the audacity to speak like this after he gone.
Crazy.
I ain't got no problem saying I'm trying to get you up out of here. You need to go.
Respectfully.
You need to leave.
Okay, so in thought of that, I'm going to play Namesake, which is the last track on the song, on the album, but don't go nowhere because we do have an exclusive that he's going to allow us to play, which I'm so thankful for you coming and stopping by and kicking it with me tonight.
Man,
like, for real.
For being here, allowed to come.
Of course, and you can come back.
I will be back.
So y'all don't know where this is. Namesake, the last track on In Sheep's Clothing, available on all streaming platforms.
Be talking to you in the wind. Shit really crazy.
Depression. Pouring outside, I'm really hoping it flood. Anything to help me run away from the sun. I've seen a lot of darkness inside of my lifetime. And I'm ashamed to say that I kinda like it. You need a
mind. Put on for the bay. Take care of your mind. Listen and obey. Keep up with God. Do it His way. Give it your all. Sincerely, your name.
From the very start.
Acceptance.
I'm going outside tonight to hang with the crew. Anything to help me run away from the news. I seen a lot of talking out of their right mind. I ain't ashamed to say I want them to die. I ain't gonna lie. No, I won't keep doing it, but I still wanna cry. I gotta get to it to keep the vision alive. The vision is I, at least in my mind. At least in my mind. You really landed a blow on me. Second son, put on for the bed. Take care of your mom. Listen and obey. Keep up with God. Do it His way. Give it your all. Sincerely, your name.
Who am I? I mean, who am I really? Am I just the sum of my and everyone else's perception of me and my mistakes? Or am I just a sinner seeking companionship, redemption, and solace? The answer is, I am all and none of these things. I'm another human striving to find meaning and purpose in this life, knowing that I may stumble upon the way. I am free, yet bound to the desires of my heart. I will continue to cover the scars of this beast in efforts to continuously display kindness in a world filled with disarray. I will be the wolf in sheep's clothing. Enter Devane.
Heart. Heart. The concept, heart. All okay. of that. Okay. We're back. So, getting right back into it, if you could describe in sheep's clothing in one word, what would it be and why?
Introspective.
Okay.
I feel like, why would I call it introspective? Because I feel like the whole project is me doing a deep dive of myself. But I feel like it has the ability to make the listener have a deep dive on themselves as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, these aren't just topics and themes that I'm dealing with. You know, I'm just the spokesperson for it right now. And, I feel like it gives everybody the chance to take a step back and look at themselves and look at how they present themselves and just enjoy some good music, you know. But yeah. Introspective first. That's the best word for that.
We love good music. So y'all, we've been able to play the entire project. So I just got a tens across the board. Yeah. Okay, so with that in mind, he's gonna bless us and allow us to listen to some of his new music from his new project that's gonna be dropping on Halloween, right?
Okay, so boom. So I gave y'all the People's Choice version. Halloween, I will be dropping my version, the director's cut, and it's gonna have every song from the first version. But it's gonna have my swag too.
His swag too. So this is If It's Yours. So I hope y'all enjoy.
You gotta let it go. And if it's yours, if it's yours, then it'll let you know. Ain't the way I planned it. Trying to pay for the damage is way too much to manage, yeah. I told you I'd do more. Show you how I adore you. The bar is on the floor. Took too long and now I bore you. I know I could be mighty impulsive sometimes. No, I don't want you to leave, but I won't hold you behind. In love I believe, but don't know if I could find. I think this might be a sign to change my ways. If you love something,
Okay, so this is If It's Yours, which is going to be coming, which is going to be dropping this month. Mm-hmm. And it's two parts to this, to this next part of the project, right?
So there's going to be two projects.
He got so much coming out, y'all. I'm just trying to keep up.
So for the other half of Then Sheep's Clothing will be dropping. I'm going to be calling it the Director's Cut. That's going to be dropping. But So I don't abandon all of my rap and writer fans, I'm dropping a rap project as well called Big Bad.
Okay.
So both of those will be dropping on Halloween.
Playing on Wolf. That's hard. You know, that's hard.
Staying on theme.
Okay, so this next snippet of the track we're going to play is called Sixth Sense.
Yeah, the
Sixth
Sense.
So it's coming
from
that project. So hopefully y'all rock with this one. I'm sure that you will, but this is Sixth Sense.
I gotta feel you, and I want you to feel me too. Take me through that, babe. To be long, if I don't break you off, I'd be doing you wrong. Yeah, what it sound like? What it sound like to you, babe? I gotta see you as you are, body to body, finding your soul.
So I just want to take some time to thank you so much again for coming on the Ozone, stepping inside the Ozone with your girl. I just really wish you so much prosperity. You're super talented. You really inspire me also, like being an artist that hasn't dropped her debut album or debut project. But like, you like continue to do this, and you do it like effortlessly, and like, and you're vulnerable and you're open, and people really need to see that, especially like newer artists that are coming out, maybe artists that are in their head. So shout out to you for real.
I appreciate it.
Of course. Definitely tell us how to keep in touch with you.
You guys can find me everywhere at Ricky Devaine. That's RickyDavaine. And that's on, man, YouTube, Apple Music, Spotify, all platforms, you know. All social media, too. So, you know, holla at your boy.
Holla at your boy. So, that is the end of our hour, you guys. I hope that you enjoyed getting to know Ricky some more, getting to know more about his artistry, his creative process, all of the good things that make him the artist that he is, the person that he is. And yeah, we'll see. Well, I'll see y'all next